Welcome to Act Local Marketing for Small Business, episode 119. I am the Boomer Gal, Kaylin Amadio. Weekly on Act Local Marketing, I share a strategy with you called Today's Takeaway, where you get at least one action item that you can walk away with right now to implement and grow your business. I also invite a special guest expert to help you with various aspects of business growth, various obstacles that we all stumble upon. And today's guest is a friend who, she has not been on the show in over 2 years, I think it is. So it's long past time that she comes back. She's my go-to WordPress expert. So you don't want to miss this interview. It's 2015, and I would like to believe all of you have a website. Likely that is not the case, but I choose to reject that reality and replace it with my own. So I'm going to assume you have a website. It is easy to have a website today. Have you seen the commercials on TV lately from, I think it's Wix and GoDaddy? They're battling head-to-head in commercials lately to entice you to come to them to build a quick website. In the beginning, you don't need anything more than a web address. That's the www.yourbusinessname.com part of the equation. It's also called a URL. It's an acronym. Then you need a web page for people to land on when they visit your address. They need some place to land. It really can be as simple as one page with your business name and logo, if you have one, the contact details, and the benefit that you provide potential customers. If you have nothing, this is a good place to start. Remember that people search online for the goods and the services they need. Google provides a free searchable index of every web page on the internet. That's billions and billions of pages. If a potential customer is looking for you and you don't have a website, Google has nothing to offer them and you can't be found. It's literally as if you don't exist. Let's get to today's takeaway. I promised you an action item that you could take with you now that'll help you grow your business, and here it is. I got myself a little off track just thinking about some of you still not having a website. But remember, as my son says to me, I choose to reject that reality and replace it with my own. I love that phrase. So let's talk about when you do have a website. All right. I'm believing that you do have a website. Google indexes all of those pages so that we can search them. That's why Google is called a search engine. Though I don't have the exact percentage, you could Google it if you want to know. Today, somewhere between 30 and 50% of all searches that Google experiences come from a mobile device. So Google has decided it's in their best interest for the interwebs to be mobile friendly. So on April 21st, 2015, Google is releasing, or if you're listening after that date, they released a mobile-friendly update to the search algorithm. The results of that update, we are told, will be that if your website is not mobile-friendly, which means easy to navigate from a mobile device, then it will not be listed in mobile search results. That is your penalty for being mobile-unfriendly. And eventually, many experts think there will be a tie-in between your mobile friendliness and your search engine rankings on a desktop computer as well. So let me create a quick example to make this clear. Say you're a beauty salon with a website, and your business shows up on page one of Google search results for several different keywords that people search for, like beauty salon, haircut, hairstylist. Those are the kinds of things people type in to the box at Google, and your business comes up on page one. This ranking on page one has helped you drive lots of business to your salon. In this example, let's also say that your business is not mobile friendly. Not your business, your website for your business is not mobile friendly. So people cannot navigate or read the site easily from a mobile phone or tablet. After April 21st, Google will note that your site is not mobile friendly and penalize you by not listing your salon in search results when a potential customer is searching on a mobile phone. That means between 30 and 50% of the people who search for beauty salons in your area will not see your business in the results. And eventually, some believe it will impact your results on a desktop computer, knocking your business off the list of page one businesses altogether. So do you see the problem I'm outlining? My takeaway today is to go to this URL. Remember, that's an address. Now, it's a little long, so if you can't write this down or it's a little too difficult, don't worry. I'll put it in the show notes, or I'll tell you how you can search it up yourself with the right keywords. But here it is. It's www.google.com. So go to google.com, then /webmasters/tools/mobile-friendly. So it's webmasters/tools/mobile-friendly at google.com. If this is too difficult, you can actually search these words, webmaster, mobile-friendly, and this link will come up. So go to this link and check to see how Google views your website. If you do not pass the test, they have some suggestions on the page of what steps you can take to fix it. Sometimes the fix will be relatively simple, especially if you have a WordPress site. Otherwise, you can drop me a line to ask@actlocalmarketing.com, and I'll point you in the right direction to make your website mobile friendly. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is today's takeaway. So please connect with me. Find me on Facebook or Twitter or Google+ or Pinterest or any of those social media platforms. You can usually find me by my name, Kaylin Amadio. I would love to get to know you better. I spend most of my time at Twitter, although I'm hanging out at other places too. Please tell your social media followers about Act Local Marketing. Subscribe to this podcast and leave me a review at iTunes. Those reviews will help me get noticed, and I'll be able to help other busy boomer business owners, just like you, expand the economy by growing their business. Now it's time for a short break. And when we get back, my guest, Jan Merchandani, is here, and she's stepping to the front of the room. Stay tuned. I feel so close to you right now.